It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you?
Good morning. I'm just pulling over now. I've got you on hands-free, but I'm just going to change my phone over so I can talk to you properly.
Very good.
Won't be one second here.
It's all good.
Here we go. Hopefully I've got you.
That's
got you
perfect.
Right now.
You have got us. How are you this morning, Mayor?
It's pretty hectic. I'm sort of going from meeting to meeting from early in the morning till quite late at night. So, another 3 or 4 weeks of it, and then I might even get a day off. It'll be a nice change.
Fair enough. Hey, let's actually start talking a little bit about the election, which the voting starts on Friday. There's also going to be a big sort of youth mock election that's already happening this week. Let's talk a little bit about the official election. So if people aren't enrolled to vote, where can they go to enroll and cast a special vote, just to remind everybody?
Okay, well, they need to contact the electoral office to get an enrolment form. They can enrol right up. Now, I'm not encouraging them to leave it till the last moment, but they can enrol right up till the 11th of October. But the electoral roll itself closed on way back in August. So if you enrol late, you can still vote, but you have to cast a special vote. So a special vote can be made at one of the nine designated service centres, or at the four libraries, or the one-stop shop that'll be hosted all across Auckland. There'll be places at Marae, Knight, and regular markets, etc. So we are encouraging people, if you're not on the roll, doesn't mean to say you've lost the right to vote. You'll just have to get enrolled as quickly as possible, cast a special vote, and you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to find out online where you can go in the most convenient place to you.
Fantastic. So hope is not lost. If you haven't enrolled yet, you can definitely have your say.
Just a big message to all listeners. You know, look, make sure you do vote. It's for most of us, the voting papers will arrive in our letterboxes sometime after this Friday. Might be Friday, Saturday, next Monday. Don't take it out of the letterbox and put it on top of the microwave and then leave it there for 4 weeks and say, oh my gosh, I forgot to vote. Please make sure you vote, whoever you vote for. This is the chance that you've got to have your say over the future of your city. And if you don't have your say, somebody else will make that decision for you. So that's what democracy is about. It's about being involved. It's about having a think about the issues that are important to you, to your family, to your future, and then voting accordingly.
Fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about the mock election that's happening for students at high schools. I find this really interesting because a study was just published last week that's found by Dr. Sylvia Nissen, that's found that young people care a lot about politics, but they don't trust politicians. Do you think that things like mock elections can help make political processes more transparent?
Yeah, I hope so, and I hope that groups like Gendero will encourage young people to get involved a whole lot more. Look, we all know the stats on it. If you're over 60, you've got an 80% chance of voting. If you're 18 to 35, it's probably about a 25% chance of voting. And that's kind of ironic because the decisions that we're making today are going to affect young people far more than they'll affect older generations, because people will have to live for decades with the consequences of the decisions or the failure to make decisions that might occur at this point. Now, I know kind of when you're young, you've got a whole lot of stuff on your mind. There's a lot of things you're doing in your life. But it doesn't take long to vote, and it doesn't take a huge amount of effort just to get your head around what some of the issues are and what some of the candidates are saying about it. So with the mock elections, it's we're involving quite a number of schools. 73 schools are involved with it, just under 13,000 students. And this is a way of getting them involved in the process and understanding. They have a chance to vote online for actual candidates. I mean, obviously, it won't count with the Electoral Commission, but it is a way of their participation. And some of the students at school, of course, will be old enough to vote and will be casting their vote. So, yeah, this is about, it's about the big issues that young people are concerned about. It's about having a decent public transport system so they've got accessibility. It's about climate change. It's about cleaning up our harbours. You know, all of those things are critically important, about dealing with homelessness. So, you know, don't leave somebody else to make the decisions about those critical issues. Have a go, think about it yourself, make sure you just fill out that ballot paper and post that ballot paper back before, I think you've got to post back before about the 5th or 6th of October.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Safe Swim and water quality, because we are going into the swimming season. In the last couple of years, Auckland Council's introduced the Safe Swim program, which basically tells you if your beaches are, you know, swimmable quality. And apparently last summer was much cleaner than we've seen in the last few years. How does that sort of get monitored, and what's it looking like for this coming season?
Yeah, well, last season, we had about 83-84% of Auckland's beaches complying with national guidelines for recreational water quality, and that was better than the previous year, but I just hasten to add that the main point of it being better was because it was a drier summer, and we all know that for 100 years in Auckland, every time it rains, we've got areas of the city where the stormwater just goes straight into the wastewater. Mm. The wastewater, the lines can't cope, so they overflow on 70-80 beaches around the city. And when I became mayor, I said, hey, you know, I've had a gutsful of this. We're meant to be a world-class city. You can't have a dilute sewage flowing onto your beaches. That's not what we are in Auckland. And I've put a huge effort in to bring forward what was a 30-year program to be something that we can do in the next 8 or 9 years to overwhelmingly clean up our beaches. And we are making some progress. There are 4 beaches that for 20 years have had a no swimming sign on them, and now you can swim there. Your Tomanu East, Arnold Bay, Clark's Beach, and Weymouth Beach, you know, all on the Monaco Harbour. But the big issue is this issue of the overflows into the Waitematā Harbour. Pretty soon we're going to start the work on what's called the Central Interceptor. It's $1.1 billion, and that will reduce by that by itself will reduce by 90% the wastewater overflows. We'll build that as quickly as we can. It'll take 3 or 4 years. It's 14 kilometres long. It's 4.5 metres wide. In the meantime, we need to know what the quality of our water is. And the old system, you know, we'd literally go out and we'd send somebody out in a boat or even using a helicopter, we'd dip a test tube into the water, and 2 days later we'd be able to tell you what the water quality was at the beach that you were swimming at. Mm. Well, that's no use to anyone. So what we've now got is a new real-time system that tells us the quality of water right across the city, and we're monitoring, I think, something like 244 sites at the moment to collect data for predictive modelling and to identify water quality issues. And it's such a good system that we're now getting international inquiries, and we're starting to market our Safe Swim program around the world to cities like Brisbane and Vancouver. That'll bring a big income in for the city, and we're really proud that we're world leading in this area.
Well, that's good to hear, and it's good to hear that our beaches are being monitored so we know where we can have a swim when it starts to get a bit warmer. Hey, Phil, I know it's a very busy time, so we're going to let you go, but thank you so much for your time this morning, Mayor Phil Gough.
Thanks, Rachel. Good
we'll
to talk
to you soon.
We'll catch up with you next week.
All right.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Gough.